This is KUT. It's been a few weeks since Congress lifted a decades-long ban on crude oil exports, but something that often gets lost in talking about the end of the ban is that not all oil is created equally. Oil from one place might have more sulfur or more impurities than oil from another place. You might hear it called heavy or light crude. The differences have a big effect on what the oil can be used for, but explaining these differences can be boring. That gave KUT's Mose Bushel an idea on how to liven things up.
Maybe it'd be a little more interesting if we did it over drinks.
So, let's see how that worked out for him.
Shall we open them?
Yeah, let's do it.
My drinking buddy was Russell Gold, energy reporter for the Wall Street Journal and author of The Boom, a book about oil. In this metaphor, we're using different drinks to represent different types of oil.
All right, so what we just opened up is a Lone Star beer, which is going to stand in for heavy oil.
Heavy oil has more impurities. It's often shipped in from Venezuela and Canada. The bar we're at is called the Hole in the Wall. It's a Lone Star kind of place. It's standing in for Gulf Coast refineries.
All we have is Lone Star. All we have is sort of the cheaper end of the stuff. So you build out your bar to kind of accommodate that. You know, you're not going to be high end. You're going to have a certain kind of clientele and everything's going to be good.
Now imagine one day your supplier shows up and says,
actually, instead of Lone Star, we've got a lot of high-end California Pinot Noir. You know, really nice stuff.
Gold says that's kind of what happened to a lot of refineries in the Gulf Coast when the domestic fracking boom took off.
We had just sort of geared up for one type of oil, one type of beer. You know, we had created a little dive bar that was going to serve Pearl and Lone Star.
Heavy crude from overseas.
And all of a sudden, we had all this real high-quality stuff, the single malt scotches, the California Pinot Noir.
Light crude from U.S. shale drilling.
There was just sort of a mismatch.
That meant refiners could pay less for light crude. That's where lifting the oil export ban comes in. For decades, the government wouldn't allow U.S. oil drillers to send most of their crude overseas.
And that's one of the big reasons why, when it came time to lobby Congress, it with oil producers really wanted to export.
They wanted to make more money selling their fine wine in other countries. But they were stuck selling it to U.S. refiners at Lone Star prices.
The refineries kept saying no. You know, they were fighting against it because they were able to buy all this oil for cheap.
They suddenly liked being wine bars?
Although that kind of blows the metaphor just a little.
So I tried some other ones. Light oil's Coke, heavy oil's Pepsi. One is chicken, one is turkey. I called Sarah Emerson. She heads the company Energy Security Analysis.
What do people talk about when they talk about light versus heavy crude?
Well, you actually just told me one I'd never heard before, which is Coke and Pepsi.
No matter how you frame it, she says lifting the export ban has linked U.S. light oil producers to the international market of refineries. But just like here, international refineries have different preferences for different types of oil, too.
So this is not a slam dunk of, oh, there's a giant market out there because there's a refinery mismatch between the United States and the rest of the world. What's going to drive all this is going to be production cost.
Basically, how much it costs to pump it out of the ground. Right now, there's cheaper oil, both light and heavy, coming from other countries. So what about consumers? What does lifting the export ban mean for them? Michael Weber is deputy director of the Energy Institute at the University of Texas at Austin.
The debate, I guess, remains whether that means prices at home will be higher or whether our exports will help keep global prices lower. It's not really clear what the main effect will be.
It's complicated enough to drive a man to drink. All right, but let's say I'm American refining. I only drink Guinness.
Right, and that's the problem.
But I live in Texas.
Right, yeah. And, you know, let's face it, Lone Star's high-quality beer.
I'll drink to that. Cheers.
Cheers.
Mose Bushel, KUT News.